Brown's campaign hit the airwaves this week with a new ad about an old controversy. Undocumented claims by Warren to Native American heritage and whether she improperly used it to advance her career. The ad uses a montage of television news clips from last spring when the controversy first surfaced.
Something now genealogists have said they have zero evidence of.
She's facing tough questions about whether she claimed to be a minority for professional gain.
Warren did give an answer. The problem is it keeps changing.
Warren quickly responded with an ad that repeated her often made assertion that her claims to Native American ancestry were based on family folklore, and denying that she used the claims of minority status for any professional advantage.
I never asked my mom for documentation when she talked about our Native American heritage. What kid would? Let me be clear. I never asked for and never got any benefit because of my heritage. The people who hired me have all said they didn't even know about it.
Republicans hammered away at Warren for months about the Native American controversy with seemingly little impact. The story had disappeared from day-to-day coverage of the campaign. But then Brown aggressively brought it back last week in a televised debate.
The only way to set this record straight is for you to release your personnel records. That'll say in great detail whether you checked the box to get an advantage and take an advantage away from somebody that would have been entitled to it. And you refuse to release your records, and I think that speaks volumes.
People who hired me are the ones who have said whether or not they even knew about my background. There's nothing else there. The question has been asked and answered. I think the senator just doesn't like the answer.
The Brown campaign believes the character issue is one it can win on. But the popular incumbent runs a risk with this line of attack, according to Tim Versalotti, a professor of political science at Western New England University.
What has served Senator Brown so well in office and in electoral politics has been his image as not just every man, but a nice guy, someone you wouldn't mind spending some time with. And this latest ad really turns the tone in a negative direction.
Brown refused to apologize this week after a video was posted by the liberal blog Blue Mass Group that showed Brown supporters, including one member of his Senate staff, mocking Warren's claims to Native American ancestry by making whoops and tomahawk chops at a Democratic campaign rally in Boston. The new feistiness in the campaign is tempered somewhat by a pledge the candidates made early on to keep third-party ads out of the Senate race in Massachusetts. Versalotti said he is surprised the pact has held up.
Though it's held up so far, let's keep an eye on that last week or so of the campaign. That will be the true test of the agreement.
Brown and Warren have three more televised debates scheduled, including one in Springfield on October 10th that will take place in Symphony Hall. Hundreds of free tickets that were distributed 2 weeks ago were quickly scooped up. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.